just as sure as the stars in the sky at night. I'm so sure you'll be there for me. My life, there's no doubt in my mind. Feel like the one on a 99. When your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Father, Father, Father.
Patricia J. Wade. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Oh, for God is great. Yes, he is, and he's so greatly to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for waking us up this morning to a brand new day, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for keeping us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. Oh, gracious Father, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, as you increase within us. Father God, we ask for a special anointing, oh God, to fall on this radio broadcast. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Father God, you said in your word, ask and it shall be given. And Father God, even on this morning, we're asking, oh God, that you will have your way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we will be careful to give you all the praise and glory and honor, which is due your precious name. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Nehemiah, the 4th chapter? And we're going to read that first and second verse. That's Nehemiah 4, 1 and 2. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews and said, "What are those feeble Jews doing? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are?" May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. Nehemiah was courageously leading the effort to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and to restore safety to its inhabitants when two men, Sanballat and Tobiah, opposed him. They started stirring up trouble and spreading rumors about Nehemiah's motives and making false accusations, and they were gathering other enemies to stop the work. You see, Sanballat was the governor of Samaria, and Tobiah was an Ammonite official. And they were among the Israelites' enemies who attempted to hinder and harm the rebuilding process. Obstacles are merely a standard part of a personal, social, and spiritual transition, even when they interfere with the Lord's intended changes. People of God, when God gives you an assignment or he tells you to do something, you're going to have people stirring up trouble in your life. They're going to be talking about you, speaking all manner of evil against you. Why? Because they don't understand what you are doing. It's not for them to understand, because God didn't give the assignment to them. They wasn't there when God was speaking to you. He gave it to you. Distractions will arise to cause you to lose focus. Things will stop you from doing what God has told you to do. But in this situation, however much Nehemiah was tempted to tear them people off, he refused to be baited into conflict, and he kept working, and he completed the walls in the record time. He didn't even allow it to get next to him. He wanted to, but he knew how important this assignment was to build that wall. People of God, we can relate to Nehemiah. I know I can. By wanting to tear them off, giving them a piece of your mind, to tell them to mind their own business. But you have to watch the enemy's tactics. He longs for you to come out of your character and to stoop to their level, giving the enemy something else to talk about you. But like Nehemiah, you have to continue to work, complete the assignment in the manner that God told you. You have to allow God to handle your accusers. You have to allow God to vindicate for you. Some of us need the hush ministry. Let them talk. Let them say all manner of evil against you. Just hush. Allow God to fight your battles. You just stay on the wall. The phrase "stay on the wall" is used to encourage people to remain steadfast in their calling, despite of the distractions and the discouragements. You must remain steadfast to your calling. It's often used in the context of religious calling, and it can refer to the determination of Nehemiah to rebuild the temple walls. You see, Nehemiah put his reputation and purpose in God's hands, and he focused on what he was called to do. It's no different today. Anytime you step up to do the right thing, don't be surprised if someone finds fault, questions your motives, and says things that are not true. Nehemiah's enemies tried to distract and to discourage him, but he remained faithful and steadfast in his mission. And the reason why they tried to discourage him and distract him because they didn't understand him. They didn't understand, look, no matter what you do, I got to complete this assignment. It is necessary for me to complete this. And see, that's what happens. If a person don't know you, or they going about what somebody else said about you, instead of getting to know you for themselves, they would make up stuff. Come on here. They would make up stuff. But you see, when Nehemiah's enemies accused him of plotting, he said, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. And see, sometimes that's what we got to say to our enemies. Look, I'm doing a great work for the Lord. I cannot come down. I cannot come down to the foolishness. I cannot come down to the gossip. I cannot come down to what you are saying. I'm focused on something high right now. I got to get the assignment completed. I can't come down. I had ministered on last week how a chicken would stay down there and peck, just go around and peck. But the eagles would fly high. They would soar, but they refused to come down with the chickens. They would soar higher and higher. You cannot get an eagle to come down. So if you are an eagle, continue to soar. Don't come down. Oh, somebody better get this. If you were sitting around just doing nothing, nobody would care because you're not doing anything. You're not witnessing. You're not doing what God told you to do or anything. That's good because you know why? The enemy feel like it is good, so he don't have to mess with you because you're not doing anything. But it's the one who has their mind made up. They're going to live for Christ. They are sold out. Nothing and nobody cannot turn them around. Those are the people the enemy is going to come after. Come on. The very fact that people are trying to discredit you, listen to me well, trying to make you look bad, that's a sign that you're doing something right. You're making a difference in a dark world. You are leaving your mark in this world. You are making this world a better place. So, when the opposition comes, you stay committed to God and what he wants you to do. Focus on him entirely and do what he says, even when it may not make sense, even when you don't even understand. Do it. If you keep doing the right thing, God will take care of your Sanballat and your Tobiah. Thank you, Jesus. If you keep doing the right thing, God will take care of your accusers. Don't you come down off that wall to handle your accusers. Continue to stay on the wall and let God vindicate for you. Don't you come down for nothing. Keep doing the right thing. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have given us walls to rebuild and a purpose to fulfill. Father God, we pray that you would give us wisdom to know when what is coming against us is simply a distraction that would get us off course. But God, we believe that you are our defender and that you will fight those battles for us. And Father God, we thank you. Yes, we do. We glorify your name because we know you are worthy to be praised. Oh God, there is no one or nothing else that can compare